You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
It's the Ace and TJ Show.
With a little extra.
With a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Let's get this over with. Hey, don't want it to seem like we're not bringing forth the complete effort today. It's just Friday, and we were ready to get this over with. Because, you know, everybody working for the weekend. Everybody's working. But Alexis doesn't get weekends off anymore.
Nope.
Because her boss boyfriend got her working on that food truck.
He's calling me a sweatshop. So I told him the other day.
So do you... You know, from all your years in the restaurant business as a server, before you became the managers' positions and stuff, do you get tips on the food wagon?
Yeah.
Are they as good as when you were working at a restaurant? Well, I guess not. Not when you're working at a high end restaurant when they give you a percentage of the
bill. Yeah, because your bill's a lot higher.
Yeah.
But yeah, everybody for the most part will tip. And he told me at the very beginning, when I first started helping him on the truck, it was just to like help him take orders.
Mm-hmm.
But once I got there, I was like, oh, well, I can help him do other things. So at the beginning, he would say, well, the tips were for the cook. Okay. Well, now I'm cooking and taking orders, so I should get all the tips.
So people tip?
Oh, yeah, because whenever like they get their... You put your order in, it'll prompt if you want to leave a tip, and mm-hmm. everybody leaves tips, or they'll leave cash. We have a little tip jar. They put cash in there.
Yeah, it prompts, a.k.a. guilts.
Yeah, guilt. I don't like that when it prompts that. They do it at the ice cream place, and they swing it out to your car.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not giving you a tip.
What ice cream place got drive through?
Do what?
What ice cream place Baskin are you Robbins? Going staying in your car?
The one right here by Hoptown Brewery.
Oh, Brewster's.
Brewster's, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They do have a drive-thru.
They'll swing that thing out, and it's just like, would you like to leave a tip? And I'm like, tip? Damn, I just pulled up to the window. You're doing your damn job.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a tip.
But when you go to the bar and they just pour you a beer, you leave a tip. What's the difference? I'm actually cooking you a whole meal.
I don't tip the cook at a restaurant.
You tip the server.
Yeah, I thought you were about
to. So I'm cooking the food and then I'm serving it to you in a bag.
You're serving it. You're putting it, holding
to
it
go.
Out the window.
You tip out. You tip to go, right?
But they had to drive to me. I came to
no,
you.
No, when you go pick it, like to pick up.
Yeah, like a
when
Chili's
you go pick
or something.
Up to go.
You go
I only it. Started doing that because I used to not do it, and everybody was like, "Oh, they have to take somebody away from a table to do that." So I tip them $5.
Well, most of the time it's a person assigned to do that, right?
Yeah.
They take the orders for to go, and then they get it together. And so they don't make as much in tips because you don't tip them, you know, on like a 20% of the takeout bill.
Yeah.
Right.
No, you just do 10-15%.
Mm-hmm. So when they swing that thing around to me, I just try to write FU in it.
Stop. Don't do that.
I did notice, I think at Dunkin' Donuts, they've taken away. They used to have a thing for tips that said in the window, and now they've taken it away. It's not there anymore. So I wonder if that's a new policy. They're like, take the tip thing down.
I'm a huge tipper.
I tip way too much.
Right? I tip so much that, you know, they basically put a crown on me when I walk into an establishment.
They tip your hat to you?
Yeah.
I overtip to the point where a lot of times Amanda will be like, let me do it because you're going to pay way too much.
Well, my computer doing?
But if they were good, I don't mind. If the service was really good, I don't mind tipping them extra.
Just don't try to get a tip out of him when you're getting ice cream.
Right, because he's very upset about that.
There's no drive-through window that I feel like I should have to tip.
What about if you were to go to Cold Stone Creamery?
That's what
where
I
they're,
thinking.
You know, serving it up, and then if somebody puts a dollar in the in the cup, they start screaming and yelling. Ah.
They ring a bell, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Thanks for the tip, mister.
I've done that before. Because you watch them make it when they put all the stuff together, and it's like, oh, they're actually creating that. I'll give them a tip for that.
But this is the other thing, too, like the CBD dispenser is working at. You get tips there. Like, people will leave you tips, and I never thought, like, to leave a tip going into a CBD shop before.
Mm-hmm.
But they tip. They're like, tip your bud tenders. That's what they call
it. Oh, that's clever. That's so clever.
Love that.
But when you're at Cold Stone and you're in there with that all makes me nervous. I don't care how much I like a product. If when I'm going to get it, if there's a lot of yelling going on in the place, I try to avoid it. That's how much I hate yelling. Even if they're yelling good stuff.
Welcome
like, oh,
things.
Thank you. Like, oh, my God, stop yelling. Please. Here, I'll give you another dollar if you'll shut the hell up.
I like it when it's happy yelling like that. When they've got there's a good energy in the place and they're having a good time doing it. It's like, oh, hey, these people are having a good time while they're working here. I enjoy that. That makes it fun for me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even good yelling I don't like.
So you hate CeCe's.
Yeah, CeCe's, they'll yell at you when you come in and when you leave.
It's like, yo, shut up.
I hate it.
Well, good. They don't yell at you at Papa John's.
They certainly do not.
Yeah. No, they're nice and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yep, mind their business.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing out a papadilla.
Yeah, that's what it is. I will tip you generously for the
papadilla. I'm trying to think of other places that I don't go just because I'll be like, it's too loud. They're too loud.
They do that at Moe's too, don't they?
Oh, I don't go to Moe's.
Welcome to Moe's.
I wouldn't know.
I've been a Muslim forever.
Mm. But even if it's a place that the ambiance is loud.
Yeah.
Like, damn, it's loud.
Like the acoustics, yeah.
Oof. Or if there's a sign out front that says live music, and I'm in that window of where there's live music, and I'm like, I don't want to go in there.
Or if you're somewhere and they start playing a bagpipe.
Oh, my God, that's the worst.
If you're at a bar and they just randomly have a bagpiper.
I thought about
that. I mean, she's saying that because that really happened, and it was the most annoying.
I thought about you Sunday, TJ, watching the Indy 500. They started in honor of Memorial Day. They did the bagpipes, and Amanda was in the kitchen, and I was there watching. She goes, that is annoying. What is that? I'm like, it's bagpipes. And I think it's you like that? I think it's pretty cool.
I love bagpipes.
Yeah, but I don't know why they would be celebrating fallen American heroes with an Irish instrument.
Don't they do that for like the cops and stuff in Boston?
Yeah.
It's
gotten where that's become the funeral instrument.
It is for everything.
Oh, that high-pitched squeaking.
They should have a harmonica as a funeral instrument.
Yeah, that could
be
really good.
Because
nice
it's bluesy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You may be onto something. We might start something
right.
Hot and new.
I like that. You don't have to carry a lot of things. You put it in your pocket. Easy to transport.
You don't have to wear it. Man doesn't have to wear a skirt to play it.
What about a kazoo?
or a, a recorder.
Yeah. I just always picture whoever's playing a harmonica to have sunglasses on and a cool hat.
But that is, I mean, sure. As far as sad instruments go, the harmonica would be a good one. You can make a harmonica sound really happy or really sad. Mm-hmm.
I always think of Blues Traveler when I hear harmonica, so you're right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Hat.
Or a dobro would be a good funeral instrument.
Yeah, I've heard of a dobro, but I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what dobro
is. It's not a steel guitar, as in like the kind that country music bands have, but it looks like a regular guitar, but it's made out of steel, and it has a real bluesy sound to it. No matter what you're playing, I think that's what it looks like.
All I know is Curtis Lowe played one.
That's correct.
Used to own an old dobro to play it across his knee. Mm-hmm. That's a Skinner song.
Ooh, I like that kind of guitar.
It looks cool.
It does look cool.
They always, that's the guitar that they always play in movies when they show scenes from like where you're in the backwoods or the swamps or something like that.
It's like a lap guitar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. They have the way the strap works. Yeah, it kind of flattens it out where you kind of play it at an angle.
I love a dobro.
Yeah, your comparison to a steel guitar is pretty, it's spot on, yeah.
Yeah.
You dated a dobro, didn't you, Alexis? Yep. Worked at the pizza place?
Mm-hmm. You're dumb. And annoying.
Man, that would be, if you copyright ATJ Inc. on that business idea. A pizza place called the Dobro. There's a bro that owns it. Bro.
Dobros.
What is David Dobrik's pizza place called? Is it called Dobros?
Oh, is it?
Something like that.
There's an Eastern European place called the Dobro.
What are they making? Eastern European food. What is that?
Traditional Eastern European dishes.
Filled with seasoned ground beef, onions, and cabbage.
Yeah, why do people want to mess up stuff with cabbage?
I like cabbage.
All the Chinese people want to mess up things with cabbage.
Cabbage.
There's a dobro in almost every country, it seems.
Yeah.
Wow. So never there mind goes ATJ Inc. Yeah.
No copyright ATJ Inc. Copyright.
But copyright ATJ Inc. European. For harmonicas at funerals.
That was our idea.
Let's just start announcing copyright things for stuff that we say on this earth.
We will be to interrupt, but
we will be crashing funerals from now on to see if we're using our idea.
Copyright ATJ Inc. for people who hate the smell of an indoor pool. Yeah.
That was us.
Better not hear anybody saying.
Well, you don't know unless you try. You gotta throw stuff out there and see what catches.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. See what sticks. Mm.
Uh-huh.
Copyright ATJ Inc. for girls whose boyfriends make them pee on themselves by tickling them.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Alexis pee pants.
I'm pee pants. I'm so mad at him about that. He thinks it's hilarious.
You change your Instagram handle?
No, I mean, if it's gonna make me money, yes. Well,
money. It's make me money
at Alexis pee pants.
Yeah, I will.
Might generate some income if you're not.
You mean maybe Depends will get on that?
Yeah.
There's a woman on. Not seriously. There's a woman on the new. I don't know if it's one of these shows, something Amanda was watching, 90 Day Fiance or Love Abroad or whatever. She's 36. The guy's Jamaican. He's 47. But she took out a mortgage on her home and then was still needed a little more money for them to buy this piece of property in Grand Cayman. So she does what she calls fetish videos. But it was like her in a bikini. They showed one of them. She goes, it's not graphic, but it's like, one of them, she's in a bikini and she dances in front of the camera. Then she sits down and turns around and shows her butt to the camera because she sits on a cake. And then she's so her
cake is mush.
So she's wearing like a thong, and then she sits on a cake and stands up and turns around and dances with her butt covered in
frosting.
Mm. Cake.
People will pay for anything nowadays.
But she made enough cake out of your butt.
Yeah, so she made however much more she needed. Say she needed $20,000, $30,000 more. I don't know. But whatever extra money she needed, she made.
doing these doing videos like this.
That's what I'm saying.
So he takes her on this they go on this little excursion, and a guy's driving around in a boat. She goes, I thought since he was so understanding about what I had to do to get the rest of the money, I'd make a little video for him. So she gives the guy, she's with the camera, and she stands under this waterfall. She strips down and gets naked, and he's taking pictures of her and filming her and all this kind of stuff. Now, in the background, though, is the guy that drove him out there in the boat. So they paid this guy, and they interviewed him. He was like, this has been a great day today. I got paid, and I got quite a show. I did not expect that when I took them out of the water.
Whoa.
Yeah, I just think it's bad enough when you get your drawers in your butt with a wedgie. Imagine having a bunch of cake up in there.
Yeah, you got sprinkles up the ass.
And I wonder what the other ones were like that they didn't show. You know what I mean? Like, what other things? Was it like she's sitting in mashed potatoes or what's like?
Man, y'all watch some deviant shit.
That's ace. Yeah.
Yeah. It's my wife. It's 90 Day Fiance.
Mm-hmm. Y'all into some weird, weird shit.
90 Day Fiance. I'll marry you when you get that cake out your ass. Not until then. And what are you going to do at the wedding? I won't let her around her own wedding cake.
Yeah, geez.
She's going to sit on it.
Trying to shove her own wedding cake up her butt.
But what a money maker, though.
That's what I'm saying. You never know what's going to make you money like that.
You include a wedding cake in there, you can make a fortune.
Yeah. No cake is safe.
Yeah, I would do that. Y'all gonna laugh at me all y'all want to, but in fact, make good money just by sitting on a cake.
Mm-hmm.
Really? That'd have to be good money, though.
Yeah.
Not bad money.
No, that'd be good money. Mm-hmm. Would have to be good money, yeah.
More than just regular funny, this is Extra Funny. There's more of Ace and TJ's Extra Funny podcast next.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace TJ Prime Reward members, here is your extra funny secret word. Funny. That's funny. If you're not an Ace TJ Prime member yet, go to our app and join today or go to acetj.com/prime.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
More than just a little funny. This is extra funny. This is the Ace and TJ Show's Extra Funny Podcast.
This is the kind of stuff that I find very interesting, and it really illustrates how little things make certain stuff stand apart from other, other regular type things. So the show Seinfeld is considered by pretty much all critics, other people, just fans, everybody who has who was a Seinfeld fan, considers that to be one of the top five television shows of all time. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus was doing some kind of an interview the other day, and she said that one of the little tricks of the show was that they were required, every time they entered Jerry's apartment, they had to do something and not tell everybody else what it was going to be, so that way they didn't just walk into the apartment and just stand there waiting for lines to be exchanged. That's why, if you'll notice, when they walk into the apartment, Elaine will go grab a magazine and start thumbing through it, or Kramer always would go into the kitchen and try to get something out of the fridge, or George comes in and he's got a newspaper, or he starts eating an app, whatever it is, so they're not just standing there. Hey, here I am. They had to come in and do something. And you can see, in if you go watch the show, that's a little thing that is, it's just makes it more realistic looking, that these are just friends hanging out together. But it's so subtle that they don't hit you in the face with it.
I guess it also forces a common interaction,
mm-hmm.
where, like, if you went into somebody's, if I went to your house and got somebody in the fridge, I might hold up and go, can I have this? Mm-hmm. You'd be like, yeah. And, which is what.
Or there are plenty of times when they walk into Jerry's apartment and grab something, and then he's talking, and then he'll just go like,
yeah,
help yourself or whatever, and then go on with his lines. That's so interesting to me. And it, I don't know whether that was a Larry David thing, you know, or Larry David, Jerry Seinfeld thing, or just the director thing. I don't know. But we need to start doing that is what I'm getting at. So every time we walk into the studio, we need to do something.
Do something.
Yeah.
Some action.
We have to get some magazines and some fruit.
Yeah. A nice bowl of fruit.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the pegboard game from Cracker Barrel. We'll get several of those and put them around.
Yeah.
Even though that bores me now since I've mastered it, but whatever.
Yeah. TJ wears like a feather in his cap. It's so dumb. I can do that.
But, you know, since we're on video now.
You should do it.
Yeah, we got to start doing stuff.
Can you buy that thing from Cracker Barrel?
Yeah.
You can. Mm-hmm. They sell them at the little gift store.
Put you to the test. I don't know how fun that would be for people listening to the podcast, but you can now listen. It'd
be very fun. Be on the edge of their seats.
Mm-hmm.
So when are you getting those nails done?
Hopefully next week. I'm trying to figure out when. I'm trying to figure it out by before the live show that we have.
We had we were talking about that the other day, and we had a listener say that you're not doing that stuff anymore because you got a man. You're not going to have to keep up with your nails and your eyelashes and all that.
No, because I still go get my lashes done.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had time. Because if I'm going to go get my nails done, I know it's going to be at least 2 hours because I'm getting my pedicure, my manicure. So it's, I got to plan for it.
Yeah.
And then they talk to me a lot. So it's like, I got to plan for being there for that.
Yeah, people say that that you're going to get huge, too.
No, I'm not. If anything, I'm like in the gym more than I was ever before.
Said you're going to get huge.
People said you're going to get huge.
Said they won't be able to tell the difference between you and the food truck.
Shut up. Oh, my God. That's what you said.
I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm. Who's saying that, then?
People. Somebody said it.
What person? Tell me right now.
I don't know. It was a comment on the social medias.
Mm-hmm.
They said...
Where would they comment that under?
Alexa's not going to even be able to get into the food truck without the floor falling through.
Yeah, right.
He's got to go in and reinforce the floor. Right,
no nails done, no eyelashes, no makeup.
Did she have no boyfriend?
Just huge.
I thought you weren't getting your eyelashes done anymore.
I'm still getting them.
He just doesn't like them.
Yeah, he doesn't want me to, and I'm just like, nope, I'm getting them.
But what if he says you either get them or you're fired? Or stop getting them or you're fired?
Fire me, honey.
Please.
Please.
So do you think if he fired you from the food truck that would also mean you're fired from the relationship?
No.
You don't? I would.
So then that would mean he's only dating me for the help that he gets on the truck?
No, it just means that, I would think it just means that y'all aren't getting along and aren't happy in the relationship, so he fires you from the food. I think it would probably be easier to break up with you and keep you as an employee, so that way he doesn't get sued.
I would never do that.
You can't just say, hey, I'm having a relationship with the owner of the business, and then... and we broke up. He fired me, and we broke up. You know, you can bring a suit on that.
You got to hit for a barrel.
Not in North Carolina, though.
Huh?
Not in North Carolina. Now,
we don't have that.
With North Carolina is a no. Like you don't have to have a reason to fire.
Yeah, right to work.
Right to work.
Right to work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always thought that was weird. Wrong. They should call it right to fire.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I've always thought that.
That's a right to fire state. Right to work. Right to not have you work.
But I know you mentioned this the other day. I don't remember the answer. But if he did say, hey, look, you don't, I would rather let's keep this separate. And we can still have a relationship, but I don't want you working on the food truck or anything anymore. You'd be okay with that?
Oh, 100%. It would give me so much free time.
Now we'll get rid of this deal. Stay together because I love you, but... Then if this deal's gone, then you're going to have to start paying half the bills and the rent.
I'll be fine with it.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
Show of hands believes that.
I was paying it before. Mm-hmm. Come on.
You weren't paying his rent.
No, but I was paying my rent, which was still a lot more than what it would be if we're splitting it. Mm-hmm. I'm still coming out with a cheaper deal.
But I think anybody would hold a grudge on that.
No, because I would understand
you,
it.
Once you have something and then now it's not there anymore, you're like...
Hmm. No, because then he would have to pay someone else to do it, so that's less money coming into the business.
But and then that would be part of the deal if he said, and you don't make a comment. If I say something, I don't want to hear, don't make any smart comments about the food truck or anything. Just never mention it.
Mm-hmm. And what if he hired a really hot girl?
No, that's not allowed. We're looking right now to like get someone to help here and there. And I told him, I was like, if it's a woman, it needs to be an old lady.
He's got a thing for old lady, doesn't he?
Well, older than that.
That might backfire.
Like a super wrinkly, like, old lady.
Yeah, the ones who are just beating down the door to work on a food truck.
Yeah. Want to roll up their sleeves at 85.
Yeah, not a lot of 80-year-olds looking to get in the food truck business.
Wow, I didn't even think about that. He hires a really hot girl.
Mm-mm, not allowed.
But would you do? Draw for the food? It'd be a great draw for the food truck.
Sure would.
No, I don't care.
But what would that matter? Because you're with him the whole time that she would be around.
I don't want a hot girl working on the, I'm in a small little space with my boyfriend.
Hmm. What if you were there working with all three of y'all? I'll working there. Again?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Get
out
of here.
He wouldn't. She would never be working with Jay. Alexis is not there. So,
what if? Just follow me on this. What if you and Jay worked in the truck, and he hired a hot girl, really hot girl, to just kind of walk around, pass out flyers, whatever, to bring people in.
That's fine.
Like all she did,
but I coordinate with her.
Yeah, she wasn't in the truck with y'all, but she was just outside the truck wearing maybe like a really cute outfit, trying to pass out flyers, get people to come over and try the food truck, doing a little kind of marketing work.
Yeah.
You'd be okay with that?
I'll be all right with
that. So you just don't want her in the small space of the food truck where there's a chance, you know, there could be nuts to butt at any time.
Ew.
Nuts to butt?
The ugliest thing you've ever said, I think.
He's trying to squeeze by. Excuse me.
Coming through.
Oh, did you just go nuts to butt with her? I was trying to get by. Bastard. She's got a big butt.
That ain't gonna fly. Bad idea.
What did he say when you told him that? He just laughed.
Yeah, he laughs because he knows he's more, not I want to say jealous, but he was more. Doesn't like certain things than I am. He's not as laid back, so he understands.
Not as laid back as you?
Yeah.
About what?
Just like interactions with guys or whatever.
Oh, if a guy comes up to the food truck and he's hanging out a little while, he's lingering.
Yesterday, there was a guy that came to the truck and we were talking and like doing small talk, you know, because that's what I do. Like, it's customer service, so you're talking, whatever. Guy leaves and he's like, yeah, that guy was a little too friendly with you. I'm like, oh, we're talking about the food. Relax. He's like, uh-huh. He's like, I saw him. He just kept looking. I'm like, okay, well, let him look, honey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that is the damnedest thing. We were just talking about this yesterday. It seems like every time my wife goes to the grocery store, there's some man that's just so nice who just strikes up a conversation with her. I go to the grocery store just as much as she does, and people don't strike up a conversation with me.
What do you mean? She comes home and tells you, like, hey, no, some guy goes to the grocery store.
Usually it's an older man. Yeah. She goes, yeah, there was this old man, and he, you know, he said, well, that sure. Those, like, she's got these really bright pink workout shoes.
Yeah.
He said, well, I really like those shoes. You don't have to worry about losing you in a crowd, do you? Okay. So then yesterday she was buying some beer. And she said, there was a guy who goes, I don't know where you're going, but I need to be going with you. You got a party happening. I said, you know, I buy beer all the time. People don't say stuff to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no woman ever yells out, well, there's a party going on there. I got to get to that place. Take me home with you.
No men either.
Yeah. Maybe you have a grumpy face look.
No, I never. I am so super nice to people in public. I'm too nice, actually. I say yes, ma'am, to women that are younger than I am and you know, I look like a smiling fool a lot of times. Yes, okay, thank you, yeah. I'm just like, I'm myself, basically. I'm not this persona that I have on the podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm actually my sweet self.
Right. Mm-hmm. In what universe?
No, but I mean, it's just it's always for, you know, a lot of men, it's just something a little bit exciting about having an interaction, no matter how innocent or how short it is, with a pretty woman. Just any, like, she noticed me, you know.
There was a whole thread on Twitter the other day about men receiving compliments from women. Mm-hmm. And it was fascinating. It was on Reddit. It was fascinating to read because the women were blown away by how much that means to men. Like, guys were telling these stories. Like, one time 7 years ago, a woman told me that I looked really nice in my outfit. He goes, I've never forgotten that moment.
Yeah.
And it went on and on and on, this list. And these women were like, this is turned very sad. And it was this weird thing because I guess a woman's boyfriend had mentioned he still remembered a compliment that a woman gave him in college. And they were like in their 30s now. He said, tell me how much it meant to him and how much he appreciated it. And it goes, it was this long list. It was guy after guy. I remember, you know, 5 years ago one time or 10 years ago, looking back on compliments that women had given to him, they'd never forget.
Yeah, I keep a journal, so to speak, of every time my wife has complimented me in our marriage. And it's on a Post-it.
You're stupid.
Yeah. And I write pretty big, so.
Yeah.
It does. It means a lot.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. More of the Extra Funny Podcast in 3 minutes.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
It's extra and funny. This is the Extra Funny Podcast, presented by Neogenics. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics. Now, Ace and TJ.
Oh, man. Tech D Rob just hit me with a story that he found that will be our topic today in the Extra, Extra Funny segment behind the paywall.
Ooh.
The Ace and TJ Prime Plus subscription. So that'll be coming up in just a little bit.
Is it sexy?
Yes. Very, very sexy. Uh, shocking and hilarious. I don't even think it's one of those things that something that happened to a fella that I don't even think people would have sympathy for him. I think they would just laugh. It's crazy. So that's coming up. Not live, though. You have to go get that later, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very shortly after this.
Mm-hmm.
He own it. He own it.
He is. Old Rob is.
Old Robbie. Robbie Two-Tone.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to get me a tan this weekend. The weather's going to be pretty good, right?
Is it? I thought they said it was raining.
That's pretty really nice? Good this weekend.
It's raining somewhere.
No, it's sunny here. Yeah, today and tomorrow.
It rained last weekend. Are you thinking about that?
No, I didn't say it was raining. Regan said it's raining.
What does that have to do with it?
Are you thinking about last weekend?
You're talking about a day that has already happened.
Yeah, maybe that's what I was thinking.
You living in the past? Yeah, it's sunny and 88 tomorrow.
Yeah, it's supposed to be super nice.
The double eights.
It's supposed to rain on
Monday. Schools are open now.
Never split eights or always split eights. Yeah, that's always split eights, I think.
What does that mean?
In blackjack.
Oh.
Split eights. Let's see. No. I don't have time to look at all of it. It's too much of it. I just say, is it? Do you split eights? Splitting eights limits one's losses and improves one's hand. Yeah, so always split eights.
Meaning,
if when they're dealing in blackjack, if they deal you two eights, well, anytime they deal you two of the same card, you can split them, double your bet, and play two hands, basically. Okay. So if you split eights, then that gives you a shot at what you're looking for is at least 18 on each hand.
Yeah.
And you can't bust, you know. On an eight.
Right, because there's no, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got you. There you go.
I didn't know that.
I got to get practiced up some if I've forgotten that. I mean, I'm a blackjack whiz, and I can't even remember the rule about eights.
TJ, you'd always do good at blackjack, though.
You know, I'm just great with numbers, Ace. You know that. Everybody right. knows that about me.
Math in general. TJ's the man to go to.
And when Adam sends us and says, hey, there's a new spreadsheet for y'all to look at, I just fall all over. I put one of those little green visors on and put that garter up on my arm. Just go to town on it.
Yeah.
It's almost like pornography to me, looking at a bunch of numbers on a spreadsheet and a graph. Love it. Love it, love it.
Why did those visors, why were they green?
Did it...
I'm going to Google
block the the glare or something from the lights. I don't know.
I just thought it looked effing sweet.
Hell yeah. Because they do.
Oh, yeah, they do.
That would be funny, though, if you go to the beach wearing one of those. Because it's just like, you know, green sunglasses.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, because accountants wore green eye shades to protect from eye strain as they pored over ledger books by candlelight.
Candlelight.
What?
Yeah. Why didn't they just make glasses out of that stuff? Just put on the green glasses.
Good point.
Yeah, they said. And even after they started, when they first started with lights, their celluloid visors that bank tellers and other and eventually telegraph operators now use to wear to keep the glare. The green cuts down on the glare.
Okay. Well, then why the garter on their arm?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see.
Is that to keep their sleeve out of the way where they're going to town on the calculator?
I do.
Before I keep the mattress for the candles.
I do like those old rules about fashion and stuff. They're like a cummerbund. Yeah. And whether you're supposed to wear it with the ridges going up or whether they're going down, and you're supposed to wear it with the ridges going up because bartenders used to wear them and those were pockets for their tips.
Oh, it says they did that because they used to have real ink things, so they used that to keep their sleeves out of the way.
Hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, with the quill.
Yeah.
Shit.
But why did they keep wearing them after, you know, they got adding machines and stuff? That didn't make any sense.
I don't have
like in the 20s. They weren't writing with feathers and ink in the in the 20s.
You know, they always have to dip it on their tongue first and then put it in.
Is that why people lick pens now or lick pencils because of that?
Who's you ever seen anybody
do that? They go, they'll lick a pencil. Yeah.
You do that?
No. Oh. God, no.
That's how people get lead poisoning.
Is it? By licking a pencil?
Yes.
That's how they get lockjaw.
That's the leading cause.
That was my grandmother's thing. Lockjaw. Oh, we got to get some some ointment on that. That'll set up lockjaw. It's infections and all. And I always thought that sounded like the worst.
Some people say they lick the pencil to get a darker line.
Why don't you go lick a pencil?
That's weird, though.
You over there licking pencils?
Look, well, here comes that old pencil-licking girl.
Dr. Alexis said that's how you get lead poisoning.
You get lead poisoning. Mm-hmm.
She'd lick a number two, number three, and 10 through 20.
I ain't licking no number two pencil. I haven't used a pencil in years and years.
Yeah. So when I see Ace over there sharpening that pencil, I was like, wow, that's just something you never see.
Yeah.
You just don't see people sharpening
pencils. Yeah, now we don't have them anymore, and I don't just went back to using a pen all the time. It was fun for a while.
I use one every weekend when I play D&D.
Play with your what?
When I play D&D.
Is that are you keeping score of some sort? Is there a need to erase?
You have a sheet that has like how many hit points your character has and all that kind of stuff. So you got to mark through and say when you take damage and stuff.
Have you, probably Ace would be the only one to relate to this because I don't know if you're too young. But Ace, have you ever been pencil poor in school where you got that little tiny piece left from sharpening? So yep. The eraser is basically when you're holding the pencil and then the palm of your hand pressed up against the palm of your hand. Like, damn, that sucks. But I used to lose pencils all the time. I'd keep them in my pocket, my back pocket. And then so many girls pawing at my ass every time I'd walk down the hall.
Breaking them like
crazy. Lose them. Be gone.
Mm-mm. I had a piece of lead stuck in one of my hands as a child because I was stupid and clapped when I was holding a pencil with one hand.
Oh, wow.
Damn. What?
You were clapping hard.
I could see it in my hand until I was like 20.
Well, there was a guy I went to school with named Darnell who had a piece of a pencil lead stuck in his nose because he got in a fight with a girl on the bus on the way to school one time, and she came off behind him on the bus. As soon as he stepped down, she's still up on the steps with a pencil and came down and stabbed him right through the nose.
Oh, God.
Right into his face.
Dang.
I thought you meant like she went up the nose.
No, she came down like stabbing him in the face, but it went down through his nose.
Ooh.
Stop it.
And she stabbed him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
That was her intent.
Yeah. Probably trying to take his eye out.
Oh, golly. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm out of time. I saw a fight one time. Two girls got in a fight in middle school while we're waiting on the bus and fell out. And one girl reached in her back pocket and she rolled over and got the girl by the head and reached in her back pocket and grabbed a hair pick and just went to town, jabbed her in the forehead. Stop, 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 stop. The teacher dove in, had to stop it, but drew blood.
In the forehead?
Yeah. like she's got the black handle four prong one. And they were fighting, and when she rolled over, she got her by the head, like in a headlock from behind, and just got it out. Just bam, 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 and started jabbing. It's like one of those, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Those are two girls like, fighting, too. Like, that's wild.
Yeah, sound like that shit was planned. You know, all right, so I'm going tomorrow on that bus, and when I do, I'm taking it. Because, I mean, what girls carry the hair picker in their back pockets like that? And if she snatched it that quick, she
went right to it.
Yeah, that was the thing. I'm going to get her tomorrow.
Yeah, got her. It wasn't like a big cut, but it drew some blood.
Damn.
I was standing there, and, you know, just a little seventh grader, like, what is going on?
Is that when you were bust? That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
See, I couldn't have been bust because we didn't have one school. There was one elementary school, one middle school, and one high school.
Yeah.
So y'all didn't have school buses?
Yeah, we had school bus. I mean, busing where it was a thing in the 70s where they were trying to incorporate white students and black students, you know, better, so they would take because you go to the school in the closest area that you live. Mm-hmm. That's the school that you're assigned from the government. And so they would take black students from where they lived in the school there and bus them to the white areas and vice versa. So Ace got bused to a school that was predominantly black.
Yeah. So instead of going about 3 miles, 5 miles at most, 3 miles maybe from my house, I ended up riding the bus every morning over. I went over into the town that was across the river to go to school over there. It's like a 35 minute bus ride every day.
You send the whitest little boy to.
Yeah. It was awesome. I had a great time. It turned out to be a great experience. It was real cool. We had fun.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, we had school buses, but the elementary school, middle school, high school.
You knew all the people because you went to school with them since elementary school. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
And it was, I want to live in a place like that.
And it was about 50-50 race-wise. No other races. And we didn't have any of your people around.
Good. We didn't want to be there anyways.
Well, I mean, it's just that nobody had ever.
What about Miss Mary? She didn't have kids?
They were older. They were, you know, one of her daughters was fine.
Really?
Yeah. Really fine. Well, Walgreens leave me the hell alone, calling me all the time. They're like, that's some drug dealers for you.
They do blow you up a lot.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, that was it. And then, that's why I told you that when a Chinese family moved into town and opened a restaurant, they featured them in the newspaper and all, not for their restaurant, but for the fact that we have a Chinese family living in town now. My brother said they would follow the kids to, you know, around school and go, this is them.
They would follow the kids around?
Acclimating in with their, you know, they were so thrilled. Our town.
I'm going to show you a Chinese person.
Yeah, our town was so thrilled that they had some diversity going. They were like, look, we got, you know, this, we can learn about their culture and learn this and that. And and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember correct, this is years ago, but they put pictures of the kids at school playing table tennis in PE. Like, oh, look, as if to say they found something from their homeland here in Winfield.
God.
Yet they had the best of intentions.
Oh, yeah.
Their intentions were honorable.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Roll out the red carpet
just
for
following
them.
Following them around.
Those kids are like, doing it so well because the paper only came out once a week. So, you know, if they did a series on them, it would be weeks before they were finished with it because the paper was a once a week paper.
That's my
Wednesdays.
It's my seventh grade basketball team.
Oh, my God. No way.
That's me on the end with the broken foot.
Yeah.
And that haircut. I started
the first two games. Then we had Christmas break, and I broke my foot, wrecked my three-wheel, and broke my foot over the Christmas break. And so the rest of the season, I was on crutches with my foot in a cast. But that was those three. There were three white kids on the team, me and my two buddies, David Stout and Gene Knapp. And that's where we had to ride over to town. I've told y'all before, we had to ride over there because seventh grade basketball practice was before school. And this guy, man that lived in our neighborhood, was his daughter was our age, we grew up with her, worked over there. So he would just drop us off in the dark at like 6:15, 6:20 in the morning, and we'd have to wait outside. We'd sit outside the gym for 20 minutes waiting on the coach to get there to open up the gym and let us in so we could go in and practice. That may have been the only reason we made the team. He was like, damn, if y'all are willing to do that just to play ball, we're going to let y'all play. Going to let y'all stay. But I did
start.
Had
the rules saying we got to have white students. You know they had a rule. Going, all right, we got to have some white boys on the basketball team. It's a rule.
Yeah, and these two white kids griping. Are dying to play ball.
Going, oh, his foot's in a cast. My foot's going to be in his ass.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, come on, coach, don't put these white boys on the team. He's like, look, I don't want
to
do it either, but the state says I have to do it.
I'm just saying to you, it was seventh grade, but we won the first two games when I started, and then we didn't win any after that. And even we won one, but they cheated because he brought in some other players who were ineligible. They were too old. That's where we had a guy named Camille Deal who drove to school. I was in the seventh grade. He was in the eighth grade, but you got your license at 15, and he drove to school. I was like, he is – driving to school. He turned out to be a cool guy.
Yeah, turned out to be a cool guy. Who would have thought somebody driving would be cool?
Name Camille Deal.
Yeah, Camille the Real Deal. Hell yeah.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Hey, if you're looking for the extra segment of Extra Funny, then make sure you go and get signed up for Ace TJ Prime Plus. It's the only way you can hear it. It's for elite members of Ace TJ Prime Plus. So go to acetj.com or any of our social medias and get signed up. The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.